If the super committee fails to reach a bipartisan solution by next Wednesday, deep spending cuts are supposed to fall on nearly all of the federal budget. Some lawmakers want to scrap that agreement to protect the Pentagon's budget and other favorite spending items. New Hampshire Democratic Senator Gene Shaheen says Congress needs to step up and pass a broad deficit-reducing package, not walk back the earlier bipartisan agreement that included automatic cuts.
I think that would be a very bad message to send to the markets. I think we need to point out to not only the United States, but to the world, that here in America, we're serious about dealing with this issue.
New Hampshire's two senators and 2nd District Republican Charlie Bass have signed letters urging the super committee to cut around $3 or $4 trillion from the national debt. But as of now, the panel can't agree on how to cut even $1 trillion. For NHPR News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.